Good news for pet owners who rent. The government has announced a pet bond for tenants will be introduced to give more landlords more confidence about saying yes to pets. The Minister for Housing is Chris Bishop. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
How many landlords do you reckon are going to take you up on this?
I reckon quite a few. We've talked to the Property Investors Federation. I've talked to a lot of landlords over the years who say, look, if we had a bit of extra security through a pet bond, if it was clear that tenants were liable for damage caused by pets, we'd be up for it. At the moment, a lot of landlords just say, that's all too hard. I'm just going to say, no, it's my property. I can't be bothered. But actually, we know there are a lot of tenants out there who want to have a dog or a cat, a pet in their property. I think this is a positive move, a positive move, some might say, Heather, for pets. It's a perfect policy, and I think it'll be great. It's going to be good.
Oh, dear. Okay. Is there anything stopping landlords? Because, I mean, the thing doesn't kick until 2025. If they want to do it now, is there anything stopping them from topping up the bond with another couple of weeks' rent in order to make a pet bond themselves?
The maximum bond that you can charge as a landlord right now is 4 weeks. And the feedback we've had from the property people was that they'd like the ability to charge a bit of extra on top of that. Mm. So yes, the law stops you from charging a pet bond right now. The intention is that we'll update the legislation to allow that specifically, and then it will be held as a separate bond by the rental bond database.
And so let's say that the dog does some massive damage in the house. Are you only able to, as the landlord, tap into that 2 weeks pet bond, or can you actually go for the rest of the bond as well?
You can go for the pet bond. So at the moment, to give you some numbers, the average cost ordered by the tenancy tribunal for pets is about $400. So I think there'd be some circumstances in which pets absolutely destroy the property and the damage is worth more than the 2 weeks. But in the vast bulk of cases, on average, it won't be. And it will just give landlords a bit of extra surety and a bit of a backstop to, you know, make it more likely that they'll offer the ability to have that tenants have pets.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. Chris Bishop, National MP and Minister of Housing.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.